way to get applause. I apologize and I thank you. Please roll tape.
Dick Cavett. So let's bring Dick on.
Thank you. I heard Mr. Sullivan mention that I went to Yale, and I always hasten to add when people hear that about me, that I come from Nebraska. And I always hurry to get that in because I found that if you just say I went to Yale, a lot of people hate you, you know. But when you let them know you come from Nebraska, it seems to get their sympathy back. I don't know why that should be. But I went to Yale the embarrassing way. I went on a scholarship. And I say embarrassing because, you know, to get a scholarship, you don't have to prove you're a scholar anymore. You have to prove that you're poor. And that's a little unpleasant, you know, filling out the poverty form that they send you and picking out a gaunt photograph to send in and anything to beat out the other poor people. And in my case, proving poverty was absurdly easy because my father's a school teacher. And right. And when I was born during the Depression, he was only making $900 a year. So my mother was helping out by taking in washing off people's clotheslines at night. When you get there on a scholarship, it's really embarrassing because you're a freak attraction. The other guys at Yale are very rich, you know, and they've never seen poor people. And they're not even tactful about it, you know. Every so often, one of them will ask if he can have his picture taken with you. That can hurt. I had an awful time with clothes. I didn't know anything about Ivy League styles. I did everything wrong. My entire freshman year, not knowing any better, I wore brown and white shoes. For one thing, that isn't practical because the white one kept getting dirty. And I tried to save money by washing my own clothes. I remember I washed out a pair of pants and I used one box of starch to one pair of pants. Fell down at a dance and broke my pants. Shattering. My big mistake freshman year was going to the freshman prom. Because first I made a list of everything you're supposed to do for a prom, and I had left out get a date, you know, and I panicked, and a guy across the hall rushed to my rescue, and he said, I happen to know a girl who needs a date. He failed to tell me how badly. It was the blind date goer's nightmare. Henny Youngman told me backstage that there are 237 so ugly jokes. You know, she was so ugly, all of those put together wouldn't cover this situation. The only way I could convey it to you is to tell you, when I went to meet her at the station, it was easy to spot my date because she was standing amidst a group of people who had turned to stone. Do you remember the expression, she had a face that would stop a clock? My date had stopped sundials. There's just no way you could picture her, unless you could possibly picture for a moment a passport photo of an artichoke. Does that do it for you? I'd learned a valuable lesson from her, though. I learned if you take the trouble to look behind an unpleasant exterior, you may find a hideous personality. She hated me. She was vicious and mean and sadistic and bigoted, and she stole soap, and she hated me, the prom. She hated her hotel room. That I didn't blame her for. It was the Hotel Maxwell in New Haven. I don't know if you know it or not, but they've never won a hygiene award, to put it mildly. They change the sheets every day, but from one room to another. I thought the prom would never end. You know, she had the nerve to laugh at my dancing, and I'm sensitive about that because I'm awkward. People get hurt when I dance. I hold the black belt in dancing. The prom finally dragged to an end. We had a fight right in the middle of prom. I remember at one point I said, turn around and look at me when I'm talking to you. And she said, I am. The prom did finally end. And I remember saying goodbye. And she informed me that I'm stuck with my date Sunday, too. That's the day after the prom. And that's the day you're supposed to walk around the campus showing off your date in broad daylight. I prayed for rain. Failed, and we looked at each other Sunday, and I didn't know what to do. And I said, do you want to go to the movies? And she said, all right, all right. So I gave her the money. I see that my time is up, and I wanted to just end by saying to you, I got a letter today. It's from my cousin Norman, who's an idiot. And he just lost another job. He lost a job with the St. Louis Zoo. And he really loused it up. Maybe you read about it. He took down all the cages and tried to run it on the honor system.